Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A 30-year-old Northfield man was arrested Friday for attempting to stab people at a local restaurant. The Northfield News reports that 30-year-old John Blaze Frank was charged with two felony counts of assault with a dangerous weapon and two misdemeanors. He reportedly attempted to stab at least two people at Carboni's Pizza and Sports Bar Wednesday night. Police were called around 9 p.m. The bartender told officers that he had refused to serve a drink to a person with Frank because he was not supposed to be served alcohol. Frank then slid a shot to the person, and the bartender told him to pay his tab and leave. That's when Frank grabbed a pile of dishes and slammed them to the floor. He headed for the back door without paying his tab. An off-duty Carboni's bouncer followed Frank. The bouncer told police that that's when he posed in a fighting stance. When the bouncer said, "Do you really want to fight me?" Frank reached into a pocket and pulled out a knife. He lunged forward at the bouncer, who jumped back and avoided being stabbed. A customer at the bar attempted to prevent Frank's acquaintance from also going after the bouncer. Frank then came toward the customer with the knife. Frank fled the scene and was later arrested at his residence. He is not listed in the Rice County Jail at this time. Frank has a criminal history of mostly petty misdemeanors involving drugs, traffic violations, and domestic assault. A weapons charge was dismissed in 2017. 33-year-old Antonio Lavelle Washington is accused of kidnapping and tampering with a witness. That case is set for trial in March, according to Rice County Attorney John Fossum. Washington is also suspected of being a mainline source of heroin into the county, and he's charged with first-degree drug sale. Fossum said,
"But we'll be looking for career offender sentencing on Mr. Washington when we get to that big drug case. At this point, I think we're talking about 20 years or so."
A contested omnibus hearing is coming up on February 27th. And Dick Sanitation handed over a more than $15,000 check to the Northfield City Council last week. Account manager Todd Anderson applauded the city for recycling nearly 1,200 tons in 2016. Director of Sales and Marketing Jeff Wiest said they also give a high school senior pursuing environmental sciences a $500 scholarship.
"And it may get presented, mainly offered with a $500 scholarship. So what I would ask is, if you know seniors that are looking for this, please submit an application."
Additionally, DSI donates a bare root tree for every 70 tons the city recycles through their Tree Wards program. That added up to 17 trees in 2016. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080.